I think also behold what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us. The word what manner or what love is actually mentioned twice in the New Testament. And it gives you an indication of what it is, because it was mentioned in regard to the Lord Jesus when the disciples said, I think it's in Matthew 8, what manner of man is this? That even the wind and the waves obey him. This is that exclamation. What is that? What kind of man is that? That the winds and the wave will obey him. Spirit of God uses the same word to describe something that is beyond human comprehension. What manner of love? It's interesting how the Spirit of God put it. It would have made sense if he said, behold what manner of love God has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of the Father. I would have put it this way. But it is the Father, because what Christ have revealed to us, he have revealed to us the Father in a very unique way that was not known before. And that very same Father that was revealed to us by the Lord Jesus when he became a man, is that according to that measurement, he had loved us, the Father, because no one knows the love of the Father but the Son. So one who is familiar with that love could able to tell us what the Father is all about and tell us that measure of love, because it's not that God loved us here. It is the Father who loved us, and only the Son who knew the Father could reveal to us and describe that thing so we might be called children of God.
And you wonder also that the Apostle John was the one who brought before us the Father. Bring us into the family setting, this beautiful circle of the family. And it is kind of love that one can see. It's a very interesting that the Spirit of God would say, see what love. And that's the kind of love divine persons show forth or give. It's the kind of love that you can see. It's not the kind of love that we speak about or we talk. It's the kind of love that is shown and the eyes can see.
We are called the children of God. I know the rendering here has sons of God, but
Right. It's
really children of God.
Yeah.
There is the Son of God, but we have been brought into relationship with God the Father. We are adopted. We're into the family of God. What a wonderful thought. It's as if we were orphans, and God said, no, I will not leave you as an orphan. I will adopt you by the Spirit of God, and you will be called children of God. We tend to take this truth for granted, but there's no other group of people on earth that can make this claim. And this is the one thing we have a right to. We have a right to be called the children of God. Christians don't have many rights, but this is one right we have. We have the right to be called the children of God.
I would add that this is where we see the heart of God bursting out in a sense of for eternity it was penned up because one thing about love, it is demonstrative. Love not in word and in tongue, but in deed and in truth. As Brother Culkins was saying, I am positive that Brother Culkins loved his wife more today than when they got married. Because
I've only been married 57 years.
See? And that's what happened. It is, we have come into this love, but the more we continue is the sweeter it gets. So, you know, people get married and they believe, oh, they love, praise the Lord. But the fact is, the wonderful thing of the continuity brings a deeper dimension. It may not be, you know, this, as we say, popular business, but it's genuine. So now what God has done, God's heart was so full, he He wants to bring others to enjoy this. And when the Lord Jesus embarked upon his ministry, the Father's heart couldn't be contained anymore. This is my beloved Son, in whom I found all my delight. Indeed, this is the one upon whom his love rested. But now, what is so wonderful, the character of it is that he has brought in others alongside the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may know that the same love the Father have towards the Son, he has towards us. Okay. And this love, and we need to see it, is like God is saying, I want them to know I love them. But God had to wait, in a way. And it is fully demonstrated in the giving of his Son. And he says, what love? But to be made a child of God? To be made a child of God? And not only so, may I just link the book of Romans. And God sent his Spirit to witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. That's love. He says, that's the character of the love we are talking about. It is so demonstrative that John, when he begins to bring the portion of the block of teaching on love in John chapter 13 and verse 1, this is how we commence. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of the world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And we know the end means to the uttermost. Was that only then? His love never changes. He is the same in eternity. But love now is manifested. And what is wonderful, love has done something for us, proving to us the love of God. But this love is unconditional. It's not something in me. He sees to love. That's why he loves us. It is unconditional. It has nothing to do with conditions. And this is what the love of God is bringing out to us in the Epistle of John.
Can we say that it was brought out about marriage, just to use this illustration, that marriage often when it's at its beginnings is a love that looks and loves something in the other person because of something in the other person. But as that love matures, it becomes a love, as we understand the love of God, it becomes a love that loves them in a deeper way, as you were saying, brother.
Your wife and your brothers?
You what?
Your wife is here?
No. Okay. 25 years. No, thank you.
Right. It's been deep, so you want to
say. Oh, yeah, I'm in deep. sorry.
That's fine.
But one would say, we're talking about husband, brother Bill, and brother John, how you love more. And sad to say, we might love less. But thank God that his love remains the same. That there is no loving me more today more than yesterday, and yesterday more than the day before, because the love of God toward us is such that thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me. And there is no greater measure than
that.
Go ahead. From God's perspective, right?
Yeah. We are speaking on John 9.
Yes.
It's supposed to be so. If we are sticking on John 9 and a person is married, it's supposed to be not up and down. It's supposed to be, and we are talking about what is there, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We are born of the Spirit. We have the partakers of the divine nature, and it's supposed to be reproduced in my life. And it's supposed to be, I don't love my wife because she cook and clean and put up the curtains and keep the. I'm supposed to love her because I'm a partaker of the divine.